Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. It is the podcast that will be the Christmas podcast.
This is the
That is so racist. But wasn't that a great part?
But not if you're not having sushi for Christmas.
Yeah, not if you're not a Duck Dynasty dude.
Oh, hey girl.
Oh, look what we get to while we're recording the podcast. Podcat goes over and takes a big old pod dump right in the cat box.
There's a pod poop happening.
Oh, okay.
Or pod pee.
Pod pee.
A pod clump.
Thank you.
Thank you for the pod clump.
Now I've got butterfly in my lap who is shaking.
She's shaking. Scared. Yeah, I don't know if she's afraid of me or what.
I think she's afraid of you. I think so.
This time, what did I do?
Well, the voice you hear over there, ladies and gentlemen, Tiki Soldiers, is Tracy Taylor. Tracy is back. And people say, now, I thought this was remasculate. This is a guy. What is the deal with you have Tracy? I go, hey, Tracy has more balls than most men I know.
Than half all y'all. So you better just sit the fuck down and shut up. Shut up. That's it. Sit down. Shut up.
So Merry Christmas and fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and fa-ra-ra-ra.
Sorry we got distracted by the cat box.
Duck Dynasty.
The great cat box incident.
But the Duck Dynasty great incident is on and popping.
Is it?
Guess what? A&E Duck Dynasty Christmas Marathons. Principles are principles. A&E going to continue to go ahead and profit off the old Duck Dynasty situation. Because guess what? They're going to do marathons all Christmas week.
What? I thought Papa Phil was suspended. That probably just means we're not going to film any new ones, but we'll show
we're
the hell out of the
ones. We're not taping any new ones, but we're going to do several huge Duck Dynasty marathons. It's taking over A&E's Christmas schedule. Now, I'm kind of pissed off because maybe you like Duck Dynasty. I don't really get it. I don't care to get it because I'm more of a Bravo person, although they're starting to chase me away. I would like to see on A&E a little bit more intervention, a little more Hoarders, a little more Scared Straight. I don't know if I want to see all this Duck Dynasty in a row.
Is that the stuff you can relate to? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know if I can relate to or whatever that is. Bird call. Yeah, the quack call.
It's not a bad show. I've watched it a few times.
There's no drama. We've discussed this. This is why I don't watch it. There's no drama.
It's all just fun.
It's stupid.
Let's go down and let's create a redneck water park.
Let's do a redneck water slide with the trash bags. Honey Boo Boo did it. It's been done. She's getting paid less. So, I don't know.
Honey Boo Boo, I was never a fan of that show.
I wonder what TLC is going to be running on their Christmas week because I happened upon a new show.
Uh-huh.
And I know that this is like your show, but I'm going to hijack it for a minute.
Take it, girlfriend.
Girlfriend, I'm going and you just let me go. This was something I became interested in. I moved to Vegas a couple years ago. And in Vegas, in Las Vegas, there's a lot of polygamy people.
There is?
Well, the sister wives live there now because they had to move from Utah. But because Vegas is by Arizona and Utah, there's this one town called, there's a street called Uzona, but they make it two different states, but it's one town, and it's called Colorado City, Arizona, or Hilldale, Utah. And they do this so they can milk the government, these polygamists. Well, guess what?
They live on opposite sides of the line.
And then only a street separates it. But Warren Jeffs ran the whole thing. He got picked up in Vegas in like 2006. He's in jail, but he's still running the show, people. And I didn't know this about the polygamy, but I wanted to go there. And I begged my husband. I said, please, husband, take me there. It's only 90 minutes away, and I'm going to save these babies, these polygamy kids. He goes, you can't go stealing kids. What are you talking about? I said, those little kids in the red and the pink and the blue and the yellow dresses, I want to put them in the back of the car and give them the right upbringing. They shouldn't have 29 moms. That's dumb. And Todd says, you can't go steal kids. That's kidnapping.
That's what Madonna does.
Well, that is what Madonna does. She just pays for it.
See?
So I wanted to go through that. I heard if you drive through Colorado City, they throw rocks at your car. They want you, get out of our city. They don't finish the outside of their houses, so they don't have to pay the government, like, to finish. Because if you finish the outside of your house, you have to pay some sort
of tax or something
this huge, huge government tax. So they have these inside of their houses that are dope. I mean, they're like cribs, right?
But tar paper on the outside?
Totally. Absolutely tarps on the outside. So anyway, there's a new show on TLC, and I'm thinking it's sprung off Breaking Amish, which was about the Amish kids leaving, but it was kind of fakeish.
That whole Amish thing has been
the
fake
Amish
to me.
Thing was fakeish. Amish fakeish. Fakeish
it was
Amish. Amish.
What was one you said? Amish Breaking Amish. Amish.
Breaking Amish, and then it was Breaking Amish LA.
And then there was Amish
LA.
Mafia.
I believe that.
You do?
Oh, I do. I know. If you're listening, Mr. Amish Mafia, I'm sorry, and we believe what you're saying, Leroy. We do. Tell Leroy you believe what he says.
I don't even know the show.
Just say it.
I was visiting a friend.
Don't mess around.
I was visiting a friend, Kenny Mace, in the hospital, and he had it up on the screen there.
Tell
in the hospital.
Leroy you're sorry.
And I'm like, what are you watching? Oh, it's Amish Mafia. This is great. And I'm like, I've never even heard of
okay,
Amish
well,
Mafia. And what is Amish Mafia? Hey, pay up or I whack your horse. What is?
Oh,
what
well,
is-
yeah, it is. It's they just go and they go like this, and the people open up the door. And they go, it's time to pay. And the people just give the money to this dude.
Leroy?
I think it's Leroy. And then, or Leroy's people. Maybe Leroy, maybe that's one of his, I think it's Leroy. So they give him the money or his people, and then they give it to the bishop.
Uh-huh.
And then the bishop lets, oh no, Levi. His name's Levi, not Leroy.
That's a
Levi.
Big difference. Yeah, Levi
it's
is more of an Amish name. Leroy is not
Levi.
An Amish.
So if Levi knocks on your door, y'all, you have to give him your money. It's like tithing to the church, and that's how they act, that it's like you're giving it to the church. So then, but then he'll bust up your buggy if you don't watch it.
Seriously, I was joking about whacking your horse, but he'll bust up your buggy. You'll come out and like, damn, our buggy got whacked.
He will. He will bust your buggy up. And they even have buggy races. It's like this whole thing. That's on a different channel. That's Discovery. I'm on TLC right now. Breaking Amish and then Breaking Amish LA. That sounded a little fake. So then when Breaking the Faith came on, I thought, what's this? What's going on? It's about the polygamy people. And they got the cameras on the inside. And they're breaking free. They're breaking them out. They're breaking the girls out because what they're doing is they're kicking the guys out because they're taking the girls that are 14 and they're marrying them to the 60-year-olds who have 29 wives. And they're taking the 15-year-old horny boys and they're kicking them out. Well, they don't know what to do. They just got kicked out. Their mom doesn't talk to them. Nobody talks to them. They're called the Lost Boys. That's a whole nother opera.
That's another show?
That's a whole nother deal.
All right.
It's a book, actually. But anyway, this one. Breaking the Faith, I'm telling you. If this goes marathon, I'm in.
I've never heard of any of these.
I have to.
Amish Mafia.
The new polygamy one is, it's deep. I know it's true, and they keep, they're telling the truth. Like, the Amish were kind of fake. They faked a lot of this shit, and then you would watch the behind the scenes and see all the stuff and go, oh my God, that shit was fake. This is not going to be fake.
But the Amish are supposed to be like God-like people. Very close to God. That's why they don't like electricity and they try to live the old style life.
But not the up-and-comers because they know about the iPods.
Is that what it is?
They heard about an iPod.
So they're not real Amish.
They're not conforming to the religion that they've been born into that has been this huge lifestyle for them. And I guess... I didn't know how many there were, but there's a lot of Amish places, like Holmes, Iowa, or Ohio, or something. Or there's all these places in Pennsylvania.
I knew about Pennsylvania, and I think it's Iowa, I think, because I've done gigs, comedy gigs through there.
Okay, well, I want to go there.
Amish-style restaurants.
What do you mean? What do they serve?
They serve everything in, like, big family-style settings, like you... This big giant bowl of mashed potatoes comes out.
To wrap this up, I'm going to, for the show.
You do an Amish tour?
I'm going to, for the show, order Rosetta Stone Amish. Get up on the Amish.
Is there a Rosetta Stone for
there has to be because they subtitle the whole fucking thing.
Oh, they do, don't they?
The whole show is subtitled because they speak in Pennsylvania Dutch. So I
forgot
about
that when I got caught a glimpse of the Amish Mafia in the hospital room. I was
they're speaking.
Understand what they were saying,
right? Because they don't want you to know because it's the mafia.
Da-da!
All right. All right. So I'm done with the polygamy and the Amish, but I'm not, I mean, I'm not really, but I'm done talking about it. I'm sorry. You can cut this out of the show.
No, we'll leave this in because a lot of people are going, I have got no idea. Here's what we say when you don't know what we're talking about. Google, bitches, and then you'll figure it out.
Oh my gosh, you'll figure it out. And then you'll be on it like Blue Bond, and you'll be emailing me or tweeting me at Tracy Radio, and you'll be all, hey, polygamy, let's do this.
Are you on Twitter now?
Yeah, I've been on Twitter.
Are you tweeting a lot?
No, I don't tweet.
Why?
I don't know. If I get a notification of something, then I do.
You get a notification?
Like if someone tweets me something, I'll tweet back.
Oh, but you don't get on there.
Well, maybe I do. I check it. Sometimes I stalk. I don't post a lot. My husband's on Twitter.
That's not good, is it?
Well, that's why I don't post on there.
Because you don't want him to read your stuff?
I post on Facebook.
He's not on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting annoyed with Facebook, though.
I don't get it.
I'm really, every once in a while I go, I might be over this. I might be over Facebook. And then I find myself, like, reading for hours.
I'm confused about a few things because I only use it through my phone, and then I'll open it up on the computer and there will be all of these different things, and it'll sync to my iPhone pictures to the synced into the Facebook photos, and I'm like, what? I can't have that.
Well, the mobile edition looks completely,
it's just nothing.
Like,
and so then when I get on the real thing, I'm like,
look at all the stuff you get on the real page. You're like, look at all the stuff I liked over here in this corner.
I don't like all,
these
any
books,
of
the books I've read. What is this showing all this for? What the?
I don't like any of it. But I think that there's people on there like, gosh, I don't know if I want to talk about this. And when I say that, you know, I'm going to talk about it. Should we talk about Christmas?
Let's talk about Christmas.
Okay, let's go.
Because we already slammed Facebook. And the point being,
it's not even about Facebook. It's about people. People.
But let's do Christmas. It's the happy time of year.
It is the happy time.
And this is the Christmas show. Now, when you first got to the studio basement, you were like, hey, you decorated for Christmas. Or did you do it, or did Janet do it?
That's right. I said, oh my gosh, you guys did outside's candy canes. They're lit up. They have lights. They have stuff. I don't have any stuff.
I went all out this year. I mean, seriously, I bought stuff along the driveway and in front of the sidewalk.
There's stuff on the driveway, and it's pretty, and it's Christmassy, and then there's the tree, and stockings hung by the chimney with care, and stockings
in hopes
hung.
That St. Nicholas soon would be there.
I mean, there's all this Christmas, Santa's, or you've got it, what is that, Santa playing a piano or something.
That's he's at a computer checking the naughty and nice list.
Oh, he's at a computer, yeah. Because Santa's at a, got,
yeah.
But
you can tell how old
laptop.
You can tell how old it is by
the computer.
Santa.
He's on
Santa
a
has
Mac.
Not updated his computer since about 99.
That's funny. No, but the... we don't really have stuff. We've moved in the last couple of years, and so things have gotten into storage, and it's like, where is everything? So I know where the tree is, I know where the ornaments are and the few things around the house, but my house isn't really Christmassy, and it makes me sad.
You don't have a husband that enjoys putting the Christmas
no,
spirit out for the entire
it.
Neighborhood to enjoy?
He hates Christmas, and I know why, because there was a death in the family on Christmas a long, long time ago.
Why does that happen? Why? I hate that. They've got all year to die. Why do they do it on holidays? I've always wanted...
Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us. You know, can't you just hold out? Maybe you can just have a family member stand there and push their chest up and down until 12:01. You know? I mean, just...
Can't we just weaken to Bernie's the shit? I mean,
I know.
Can't we just pop him up like he's there? It's okay.
I hear about this stuff all the time.
I don't want ambulances to remind you of Christmas.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Merry Christmas, and beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
That's what's happening. So, no, I don't have anyone. If I want lights hung, I will have to hang them, and I am not good on a ladder.
And your kids don't want to do it either? Because
hell no, those little spoiled brats aren't going to do anything.
Because we lived, when we were kids, my brother and I lived to decorate. Just,
no,
we could.
No.
We were the ones going, can we now? Not yet. Can now? How about now? Can we do it now?
This is how it goes now. When are you going to do it? When are we going to do it? When are we going to do it? It's not in them doing it, it's we. I have to do it. I have to do everything. If I let them unsupervised light up my house, it would be not just a Clark W. Griswold Christmas. It would be a bad deal. And I have a husband who won't supervise the lighting of the house.
Bad house.
I want
bad
lights, God damn it. Oh my gosh, that was so bad. Cut that out.
I can't. That's the best part about a podcast is like everything just goes out.
I know what I say when I said it. I know. I've gotten the calls.
So what did you get your husband for Christmas? Because you said he doesn't listen, so we don't have to worry about
nothing.
It.
Nothing. Okay, this is what I got everyone for Christmas. The oldest one's getting the light bill paid. Uh-huh. The middle one's getting the water bill paid.
Uh-huh.
And the little one's getting the rent check paid. I thought that'd be great Christmas.
That way everybody has a place to live, bathe, yep, and eat. Huh?
Guess what? You have lights. Merry Christmas.
That sounds like a good present.
But you don't have lights outside because your dad's an asshole.
Merry Christmas, Todd. Now, did you, have you ever with your husband had the discussion of like, you know what? Let's just don't buy each other something this year. And that never turns out well, does it?
Not for him.
Because
I always get stuff.
And you expect that he should too, even though you've discussed that you're not going to.
Well, I don't really know what he needs. I don't know what he wants. I don't care. And if you want a gift card, I'll get you that.
Because I'm waffling with this right now because Janet did the whole, look, we're going to go visit your parents for Christmas.
Right.
And that you paying for the trip, that's all the Christmas I need. That's,
she's lying.
I know. And we're not, so don't get me anything. And then I find out that she's bought something and hid it, you know, like for me.
That's what we do.
And I'm like, okay, now
I know.
So I ran out and I picked up a couple of things that I thought, oh, you know, I'll get her a couple just extra things. Just it's Christmas. And then I think, all right, what if she spent more on hers for me?
Right.
Should I buy something else? So now in my head, I'm like, did I get enough? Should I run out just get one or two more things just to kind of go, you're really, you know, you're special, so you deserve more than just this stocking stuffer and one gift. You know what I mean? It's like,
then me telling, why do people you go that this we're whole, not going don't to buy don't anything. Buy me anything thing? Well, I mean, clearly it's about our financial situations. We don't have extra to buy each other stuff. I don't really need anything. I don't think he does either. My kids certainly don't. I mean, they really don't. What do my kids need? They have everything they want. What, more Legos for me to step on? No.
How old are your kids?
Another
now?
One Direction CD. Almost 21, so she probably wants a fake ID. No, she's good. Almost 21, 13, and 9. So 9 and 13 are the high maintenance. We have Elf on the Shelf, who's been moving around our home in quite the manner that I
noticed that on your Facebook page. You have a very naughty Elf on the Shelf.
He can be naughty. He can be nice, but he can be naughty. He had he had a knife in his hand. I thought he was going to cut me. Cut a bitch.
And he was in a hot tub the other day, wasn't he, with a bunch of other
Well, that
dolls?
Was the sink and with the Barbies, yeah, and the video camera. He's busy. He's a busy elf. The kids are like, what does the Elf on the Shelf do while we go to school? I'm like, I don't know.
I personally was not real aware of the Elf on a Shelf until I believe it was like a year or two ago.
Oh, really?
I started kind of seeing it around, like, what is that? And so I Googled bitches. And then I found out what it is.
Yes.
But I think he's gotten a bigger following lately.
Well, just because of the naughtiness.
Is that what it
because
is?
Because you can make him.
He's pooping.
Yeah,
he's pooping cookies.
I have him pooping candy canes. You know, he and Barbie are sucking straw syrup. They're like sitting near each other drinking the syrup out of a straw. You know, whatever funny thing you can think of to do with them, which is a lot of funny, bad stuff.
And probably just because of social media now,
he's getting more exposure.
More exposure.
Yeah.
So before, I'm like,
But he was my childhood tradition. We did Elf on the Shelf since I was born.
Really?
Yes.
Because we did, down in Texas where I grew up, I never saw Elf on the Shelf.
Well, that's another thing that's wrong with the South.
Is that what it is? Not enough Elf on the Shelf?
I mean, come on. We're going to go with what's wrong with the South. Yeah, I don't know. It was a childhood tradition, so we always had the elf. And I remember being really upset about the elf one year. I don't know why, but it's like maybe I was in junior high and it didn't move. I was like, Dad, What's wrong with the elf? Is he dead? Give him mouth to mouth. No, I don't know. I don't know what my problem was.
Is that what he's supposed to, like,
there is a story that comes with him that says that he goes back to the North Pole every single night and tells Santa.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This kid does not go back. He parties like a rock star. Totally do. He does.
So he's like breaking Amish elf style.
He is breaking elf.
Oh!
Yes! I have the next year it's going to be at my house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the reality show.
You got it all?
From TLC.
The elf has gone bad. He didn't want to be a dentist. He wanted to be a drug dealer.
He did. You should see him. He has a 20 in his hand and he's trading it for a bottle of pills. I got a picture of him doing that.
How do you take time to set up the elf?
He's doing YMCA with the Barbies.
And your kids don't appreciate this, do they?
They're not even helping. Come on, you don't appreciate waking up to the elf with a half a bottle of wine and half a bottle of pills and he's passed out on the counter?
Head on the toilet?
He's fine. He's just a little sick today.
I have to go find out what the worst elf on the shelf
picture is. Oh, it involves Santa and the reindeer.
It does? Oh, you've already seen it?
Yes, I have.
I must Google elf on a shelf, Santa, and a reindeer.
I don't think you want to, but we can if you want to. I mean,
two elves in a cup?
Two elves in a cup has probably been done.
Two elves in one cup is another.
I wonder if that's been done. I'm sorry. I have to.
Are you Googling it
Google
while we're
bitches,
talking?
No, while we're talking. What else? Switch it
some
up.
Some people don't have it. They
where
have
are we
no
going
idea.
Back to? Where are we going back to?
If anybody is going to Google, do not look up two girls in a cup.
Don't do it.
Don't do it because I've never seen it because I've heard about it.
No, but
I don't want to do it.
Should I put two elves?
Two elves, one cup. And it has nothing to do with the girlfriend's podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
I wondered about that.
No, that has got nothing.
I wondered what they were doing with that bottle of wine.
No. So I'm probably going to be in trouble for even making that connection. So anybody,
I made the connection before you did. I thought you did? I just didn't even say it, yes.
No. Have you finding it yet over there?
There's an elf cup. No, they're not going to go there. They won't go there. Thank God they didn't go there.
God, they won't go there.
Well, I didn't hit images. Hold on. No, there's no. But there is. They do naughty things. There can be very naughty. Mine came in on a wrecking ball. Like Miley Cyrus on a silver ball.
Came in like a wrecking ball.
It was swinging on the wrecking on the silver ball in
the
tree.
So what do you think of that? Now that we brought that, what do you think of Miley and her
I think that's a billion dollars walking around with a tongue.
That tongue grosses me out.
It freaks me out. She doesn't do it as much anymore, but I have a picture of her. I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook. I'll try and send it to you so you can put it up. It's funny. She's on red carpet. She's wearing a leather top, and then her pants are this. Half jeans, half sweats. It's sewn sweatpants, as in jockey sweats, like Hanes sweats.
Like
Hanes sweats, like Michael Jordan wears.
But they look like jeans?
No, the other half is jeans. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let me find while we speak of Miley. Listen, I said I need to know what this mess is right now on Facebook is what I put under the caption. And somebody put $1 billion in a pair of jeans. I said that's exactly what that is. It's she's $1 million.
But it's so, the tongue is
it
so.
It does it. She's a gabillion.
The tongue is so gross.
Million.
It's like just like this fleshy, dead meat thing that comes out
and
of her
mouth.
And
it's real white. It's
yeah,
real white.
It's just not it's not an attractive tongue.
No, it is not.
And she's not attractive herself, so the tongue doesn't help.
I don't even know what it is, but I need to know what. Okay, hold on. I'll find it. Gosh, these elf on the shelf pictures are bad. I've been bad, y'all. Woo, bad. Here you go.
Okay, let me
see. All right, here you go. Those are jeans and sweats. Do you see how half one leg is sweatpants?
And one is jeans.
One is straight up jeans, like Gucci jeans.
It's like she got high and made them herself.
It's like she got on Pinterest. She got high. She got on Pinterest and she thought, let me sew the crotch. Let me cut my sweats and my jeans in half and put the left leg of the sweats and the right leg of the jeans together and sew it back together. And then I'm going to go on the red carpet.
See, I thought you were, when you were describing this, I thought it was like half jeans, like up top, and then sweats at the bottom.
No, this is like one leg is denim.
Cut up the crotch, right up the middle of the
crotch. One leg denim, one leg sweatpant. What do you think?
No.
That's $1 billion standing in front of you on a red carpet.
And she probably sells those. You can probably buy Miley Cyrus sweat jeans.
Okay, it's so interesting. Okay, so they have their Levi's. They're men's Levi's. I can definitely tell by that. These are boys' Levi's. She has boys' Levi's and a pair of, they're like Hanes sweats. They're not even good-looking sweats with a good waistband with a nice elastic. They're like Walmart.
They're like the $8 sweatpants.
With a leather top on the red carpet.
Well, from the top up, she looks like she's made up for the red carpet.
Oh, she looks amazing.
With the leather in the top and the makeup.
The hair.
And then the bottom half looks like I got to run to Walmart for pills.
She's my... Oh. She looks like the mating call of the Appalachians. I don't know what this is.
I don't get it.
Okay, well, it's a mess. So...
But she's... But here's the other thing about Miley, and just some other things I've observations that I've made, is that Miley is not a particularly a good looking person. I mean, she's not ugly.
She is now.
She's
beautiful now.
No,
I think.
No,
I think she's pretty.
No, she's got her ears, and she
with the hair with the, and all the whole thing. You don't. Think
I hate the shaved sides of the head.
See,
and
I like that.
The knots on top of her head. It's, I don't know if you've ever noticed how. Some people try to make themselves look more unattractive. Sometimes when people are already unattractive, how they try harder to make themselves...
Yeah, well, we discussed this with the tongue. Because we know that if you're unattractive, you're going to take a picture with your tongue out.
Right.
You and I don't do that because we're attractive.
Right. But if you ever walked around the mall and you'll see people that are extra, you know, like, look, you're already leaning toward the unattractive. Why would you dye your hair black and purple?
Right.
And have a tattoo
like,
on
to draw so much attention.
Is that what it is? Like,
it's attention.
You're already, like, try harder. Go the other way. Try harder to make yourself.
Well, but that's they want attention that way, and that's the way they're going to get it, and because they've maybe tried the other way and didn't get it the other way. That's my guess.
I just figure they just accept the fact that they're from the Isle of Misfit Toys.
And that's just the way
that it
goes.
And that's just it. And like, I'm just going to live it harder.
Well, when Miley looks good, she looks good. I can't believe how gorgeous she... I love that hair because Pink does it too. Oh, they do it well.
That's the other thing. Pink already did it. Pink did it.
Pink
first.
Did it. It looks great on Pink. It looks good on. It looks good on. I will take it on Miley. I will like it, but I will not like a half denim, half sweatpant bottom.
All right.
Well, I mean, what would Janet say?
She would
WWJD.
Like
I mean,
she wouldn't like it either.
WWJS.
Janet is going through this thing.
What would Janet do?
Right now with. I think a lot of women do when they think about changing their fashion or when they're buying clothes.
Well, we're getting older.
Can I wear this at work too? Can I, you know?
Oh, because we want to be frugal.
Is this an outfit for?
Yeah,
you don't. Yeah, I guess it is a frugal thing. You know, yes,
it is.
You know, can I wear this all the time?
Where
is
this
something
go?
I could wear at work, or can I wear it out? Because a lot of times we'll be shopping, I go, "Oh, that's really cute." Yeah, but I couldn't wear it at work.
Right. Well.
Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, when I lived in Vegas, I shopped like that, and I would. I mean, it didn't matter if it was nightclub clothes; I could wear it to work on the radio.
Right.
It fit. It worked. I don't know why it just did.
But the cubicle people understand.
They do, and I think that what you do is that it's for frugal. We all shop at Ross. Admit it, you do it. Shut up. But
I got it at Ross.
Well, and I always say it. You're not supposed to, but I do. Yeah, I think it's a frugal thing. I think it's more like we want that black skirt to go three different places. And it's because we watch those shows that say, save money and make your black skirt go three different ways, you know? I can take a black skirt and make it a short skirt, a long skirt, a pencil skirt, I don't know. I can do a lot of things.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. And I do that like when I shop for her, I'll buy something that will be it's a pair of pants, but there's two different tops that can go with the pants.
Right.
And then there might be something that goes with either top to create the whole.
Yeah, because we got
like,
a couple.
This can be two or three
here's
outfits.
Here's a few outfits, but it really is only like three things.
Yeah.
But just some accessories.
Right.
Yeah. That's good.
I
like
that.
I know
that sounds so bad. This is Remasculate. How the hell are you talking about shopping for your girlfriend?
Because that's what boys do.
That's what good boyfriends do. That's what I hear.
I hear.
Because I've heard people tell her, oh, he bought that. God, my guy never shops for me at all.
Mm-mm. Most I got was Jimmy John's. Mm-mm.
That's a sandwich, isn't it?
That's right.
Speaking of sandwiches, I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this.
What?
Firehouse Subs.
I love them.
Parker.
Oh, and
we just recently discovered Firehouse Subs.
Oh, you didn't be knowing?
Never been knowing. I go past it.
It's the best.
It's like restaurants that you see, but you go, I've never been there. We should try it sometime.
We found it in Vegas 2 years ago. I'm sorry that I'm upping you, but geez, oh my gosh, that's one of the best places I've ever eaten. Ever.
And I was so blown away by the choices of hot sauce. It's like they have racks and racks of just hot sauces.
I thought you were looking at my rack. I know they do, and they have all these different sauces. And they're so friendly, and they're all firehousey. And I even bought a bucket.
Did you?
I bought a pickle bucket for $3. It's a red bucket.
And what do you do with this?
Don't know. I left it in Vegas, but I think I don't know what I did with it. I think what they do with it is they take your donation money and they give it to some fund.
Well, I noticed they had firemen's hats in there, too.
They do, but they also have those red...
Is that just for the kids to put a hat on, or do you buy those
hats?
Well,
no, you don't touch that. That's like decor.
No, they had the little stack of like plastic...
Oh, kid. You can have one of those. You can have two if you want.
Really?
Yes, you can, but not the real stuff. That's just like...
Yeah, I figured that was real decor.
You wouldn't take that down off like the wall off Soho or something.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to Chili's and pull the trumpet off the wall and start blowing, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't take the pictures down off Soho.
Is that trend over, by the way? The whole... decorating with garbage, you know, like you go to Bennigan's and Chili's does it with all the just toy boxes and canoes and license plates. Is that trend over?
I never ever thought about it except until you said Chili's, and they're hoarders.
They are. And a lot of Chili's have the same.
What's up with that? They have the same stuff.
How do they have the same stuff?
I don't know.
Is there like places that go around and shop
and manufacture those shitty lunch boxes from like 1972, but they have to have the same one for all 85?
Each Chili's? Because each corner has like a 50s corner or a Texas corner or the rock and roll.
They all have a Chili corner.
They all have a Chili. Yeah, the other one that does it too is TGI Fridays.
You're right.
Fridays does the whole, you know.
Do they still wear flair there?
I think so. I don't notice it as much.
Oh, gosh. Something to get away from is the flair.
But you notice a lot of the new older restaurants are getting new makeovers.
You want to know who got made over, and I'm pissed off about it. And I'm going to take this platform right now to use it.
Take it, girl.
Oh, you go, girl, and I'm not coming back until you tell me. Red fucking Robin.
I love it, though. You're not happy with the makeover?
Oh, my God, what did you do? I have 3 children. I need that goddamn bird. I need the balloons. I need video games.
Red Robin.
Yum. I need
it. No, they've turned it into a very
upscale restaurant.
Yeah.
I disagree, Red. I disagree wholeheartedly.
They figure people got enough McDonald's. They need a place where you go sit down in like Art Deco chairs.
I don't want to sit in no Art Deco chair. I want the red booth at Red Robin. I want the bird. I need the balloons when I leave.
Are you serious?
I want the TV in the floor. I'm not...
The TV... I forgot about the TV in the floor. That is the only place I've been in my life. As soon as you walk in, there's a TV in the floor. But you can barely see it because the plastic is scratched. Everything above the screen is scratched. And you go, I think there's a TV in the floor.
I want to spend $8 on the machine trying to get one toy out. That's what I want to do. Where are those days?
Is that gone?
The machines are gone.
I haven't been to the one here in Parker, so I don't know. I stopped at one.
It's all different.
But I love the presentation now. The presentation of the food, it came out, and there's like there's a big giant grilled jalapeno on top of the burger.
There
was beautiful.
Not a basket of fries up to my par. No! It was different. I don't think I could go there anymore, except for tonight when we go, because I'm really hungry. But
now that you're thinking about it.
Well, I want sushi, but... I don't like it. And I don't appreciate you people. If you were going to make over Red Robin, you better get out that blue and red and yellow paint and paint up that bird again. Paint up the outside all circusy, zoo-like, and let me take my kids in there so they can yell and scream out. That's the only place you can take your kids, besides Chuck E. Cheese, that your kids can act like kids. in a restaurant. Where do I have now?
Well, you know, it's to the point now that people are just, we're tired of kids. We're tired. We had to put up with it all through the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s of people letting their kids run crazy and free. And now most people go, you know what? If someplace would just open that feels like an adult eatery, I sure would go there.
See, I thought we had enough of those places with like all the Chili's and all the other places. Don't wreck the Red.
Well,
I don't know. That was the one place that was sacred. It was Red Robin. Yum.
Yum. Gone. Bye. Red Robin.
Bye.
Bye. Now, what would be your favorite fast food place of all?
To drive through?
No, just any in general. Like, let's throw Chili's, Friday's, McDonald's. Is any of the basic, like, just fast food?
There's a new place. Have you been there? It's called Freddy's.
Freddy's. Over off of Parker Road in Arapahoe.
That is the shit.
I have not been there, but I heard it's a lot like Steak and Shake.
It is. It's Steak and Shake. I'm sorry. We should just rename it Steak and Shake. It's delicious. The best. I could eat there every day.
Because it's like diner, like a real diner.
Because the number one is double.
Uh-huh. Right off the bat.
You get two. So I'm in. They have special dipping fry sauce, which you just know is the old standard ketchup and mayonnaise, but it's good. It's in a container.
That works.
Says fry sauce. I like it. And then they have custard. They've got stuff. They have treats later when you're done. And let me just lay it down. A drive through as well.
What?
You can drive through at Freddy's as well. I sit down and get this Freddy's goodness. You can drive through. The show is brought
Freddy's
to you
goodness.
By Freddy's.
I was hoping it was going to be brought to you by Firehouse Subs, but apparently Freddy's is better.
No, it's not. Firehouse Subs is where it's at.
Because I always tag Firehouse Subs now that I've discovered
them. We can now do Freddy's. But I say Firehouse Subs, yes, because it's healthier. Freddy's is not healthy. For my unhealthy choice, I go Freddy's. For my healthy choice, I go Firehouse. And look how I stand in the F's. Okay.
Now, do you cook at all? As she takes a sip of water.
No,
mm-mm.
I don't. I used to when I was unemployed. From that one time we got fired from that one job.
The other job, yeah.
That job that you and I got fired from. I cooked for about 18 months. I had a big kitchen, that big house with that big kitchen.
Yeah.
So I had to do it. I had to cook. Then we moved to Vegas, and I was making money again. So then you can eat. And boy, are there places to eat in Vegas. You just eat everywhere in Vegas.
There's places to eat everywhere.
I know,
that's what I'm starting to wonder.
But in Vegas, there were just so many places to go to that everyone wanted us to try. And so we just ate out a lot. And then I didn't like the kitchen there, so I didn't really cook. So that was about 2 years, and I don't really like my kitchen here. So that's been about 6 months. So no, I don't cook anymore.
A lot of people don't cook.
I heat up a lot.
And that has always, people that heat up, those even though like lean cuisine and the healthy meals and stuff, there's so many carbs.
Well,
and even when it says lean cuisine, you'll be like, you get the sugar the salt that's in this.
I know, but I have I don't cook because I have a situation with preparing food. I don't like preparing food. I don't like eating food. I don't like anything that has to do with food. So personally, no, I don't cook.
Okay.
Because I'm one of those freak shows.
Well, I was speaking with someone the other day, and they were talking about Jack in the Box, how much they love
Snack
in
the Crack.
Box. Yeah. Snack in the Crack.
So you took all that in high school, because we didn't have one here, that's why.
But
the menu, far too wide.
It's a great menu.
Far too wide. Big menu.
But it's basically...
Huge menu.
There's where you can take the kids, instead of Red Robin.
If I want to sit down and have a half normal meal, I can't do that anymore because of Red Robin. Now I got to go to Village Inn or IHOP.
Snack in the Crack has brought back the Super Taco. Remember the regular tacos?
I didn't know they had a regular taco.
Oh! As a kid, that's all I ate. I loved, and seriously, I would eat 12 tacos. Because at that time they were a quarter, you know. And they're two for a dollar.
Yeah.
They're two for a dollar now.
Well, if you go Taco Tuesdays, I mean.
But it was just a great little taco. And the Super Taco is like they supersized it and threw lettuce and tomatoes in it. So if you've never had one, it's kind of hard to describe.
Okay, but I understand, because at Del Taco, you only get cheese and meat. And if you get the other one, you get the lettuce and tomato.
Yeah.
I get it.
The Jack in the Box taco is deep fried.
What?
Yeah. They fry the taco.
I gotta go.
You've never been? See, that's what made them so good.
Oh my gosh, there's a Jack in the Box right on the way home.
I know. And you deep fried these tacos.
What?
And you bite into them, and the lovely, tasty grease just runs all down your
hand. Because we get churros there, and I like the greasy churros.
Oh, it's the... Yeah. So, the Super Taco, we get a thing in the mail here about Super Taco, and Janet's like, what's the Super Taco? Sometimes when people ask questions like that, you're like, I don't know if this is going to work. You know, how do you not... How do you not know...
That's my whole marriage.
It's every question. I don't know if this is going to work.
I don't know if this is
And she hates when I do that, by the way. And I'm teasing her. I know she's going to hear this and go, why do you even talk about that? I hate when you... Because
it's funny, Janet.
I do it as a joke, you know.
And I do it as serious.
But I understand that it bothers her when I say that, you know, because like, why do you... I have told you... It's like picking a scab. You know when people tell you, I don't like something, you're supposed to stop?
We did this... And flipped it the script my way, and you knew me and lived with me for 8 years or were married to me for 7 years, and you know what kind of mayonnaise I like. You know what I buy, right? Do you know what you buy? Do you know what Janet buys?
Uh-huh. For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, you can go to the store. Am I right?
Yeah. I could. And I know that she doesn't like
spicy
things.
For seven fucking years, he doesn't know what I eat.
At all?
At all.
Do you want me to pick you up some lamb? I don't eat lamb. How do you not know that?
No,
that kind of deal?
He doesn't even offer lamb. It's granola bars. I mean,
What do you eat?
Well, I mean, I eat some stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that he just brings home things. I'm like, who'd you think was going to make that? I mean, I'm not going to make that. I don't eat that. I don't know. I don't think it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
I know. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's going to work. That
Your house looks good.
Thank you. Oh. Well, let's go. I'm going to take you to a news story now.
Okay.
That I don't know much about. I just saw it, and it's something I would never do anyway. But apparently, somebody that won a trip on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Okay.
You know how they're always giving away stuff on these shows. You win a car. You win a prize.
I'll take
a
car.
This guy won a skydiving trip and died.
Oh.
How?
What happens
What that? Happens now?
There.
Do the Ellen show, do they come on again and go, sorry about that?
They probably say sorry. They probably do a little in memory of, or a rip. At least a rip.
At least a rip.
And then I think what happened was the guy who won probably signed off on a lot of legal paperwork that let everybody off the hook, saying if you go skydiving, Ellen's not responsible.
The show's
skydiving's not responsible. The rope company's not responsible. It's all on you.
Yeah. I did that when I did the Richard Petty NASCAR school years ago.
Woo!
And I had to sign like all the stuff that said death, dying,
like,
die,
injured, I'm going to die, so I'll sign here.
And I actually told the guy, I go, if I see the word die one more time, I'm not doing this, because I was doing it for the radio station.
Right, yeah, because we're going to do it for the station like they did LASIK on my eyes. Yeah. Let's do LASIK on your eyes. Okay, we're going to ruin like our tube.
So I did this class and all this die. And luckily I didn't die. I mean,
you didn't die.
I didn't die.
You didn't die for KYGO?
No, I didn't die.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I see all that stuff, but anything that where you can die, I really don't want to do. I've always been that there's nothing in me that wants to die. So the thought of jumping out of a perfectly good airplane has never appealed to me. People that do stuff like you see them. Well, we went cliff diving when we were. Why? You could have died. Yeah, because you have to hit a certain little pool. It's a certain depth, and yet, or people that mountain climb, and we were hanging upside down trying to get the hook. Like you could have died. That does not interest me.
But okay, so as somebody who is not an adrenaline junkie either, because I'm not. For me, adrenaline is driving on the freeway. I mean, I have no interest in doing an Amazing Race. I'm not going to be on Survivor anytime soon. I don't know. None of that's going to happen. I have no adrenaline in me to want to win money, or because you'd have to pay me to do something like that.
To jump out of an airplane?
Right. But about a year ago, I went up in one of those fighter planes against my radio partner.
Uh-huh.
And
where the G's make you throw up?
Yep. And they were the fighter planes, and there were fighter guys behind us, and we each got to fly our own plane, and my plane was down on the ground in 34 seconds with me throwing up in the bag. I could not handle it for a minute.
Would it do one of that first fast turn upside down or something?
It just went up in the air, and I said, take me right back down. They go, there's cameras in front of you. I put my hand over it. I barfed in the bag. I said, take me back down right now, and they did. And then my partner was up there. Brad was up there for like an hour and a half. I could not do it. There's no way. I don't want to be scared. There's a Ferris wheel that they're building in Vegas that holds 40 people per cart. I don't even want to go on that. I don't want to go.
You don't want to go on that?
Too dangerous.
I just don't have it. I just don't have the I want to die gene in me.
I don't either.
Especially, here's the deal about like skydiving. If I'm going to poop in my pants, I don't want somebody with me.
You know what I mean? That's,
you know that tandem whole stuff? You know what I mean? I don't want that. And I've always thought, what if I tandem jump and something goes wrong and we die? I don't want to be found under a silk sheet with a guy on my back out in the woods. That's you know.
Well, I feel bad for Ellen's show because, you know, they set them up for that. And, of course, they don't obviously think anything bad's going to happen. But what do you do? I mean, he signed the bottom line, shit happens.
And the whole family's got to be going, this is all Ellen's fault. If he hadn't won the trick. You know, I'm not trying to blame. I'm just saying.
Know,
but that has to go through. This,
do you think?
Because that goes through your head about everything. If I had left the house 5 minutes earlier, I wouldn't have been in this wreck.
Right.
Had that off. If I hadn't stopped for that Coke, I would not have been
in
that car wreck.
There has to be somebody in that family that's gone, yeah, but didn't we all sit here while he signed 40 pages of paper?
Mm-hmm.
Letting him go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shouldn't have signed it. I don't know.
I just can't. I can't do any of that kind of.
I could never. I don't want. I never went on the roller coasters there. I don't.
I get motion sickness.
Me
That's
too.
I get really. And here's something else.
I don't want to have to put a patch on to go on a ride.
Janet and I were talking about this. The girlfriend and I, by doesn't know who Janet is. She got a new car. A Kia. Kia Sportage, which is a great car. I don't want to knock it in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, cute.
Great car. Cute car. Bluetooth, which is great.
Perfect for her.
Either one of us rides in the passenger seat, we get car sick. There's something about the passenger seat. Either one of us gets... Have you ever heard that... Because she was like, I need to Google to find out if anybody else does this. Is
well,
there something...
We could certainly Google, bitch, right
is
now.
Is it something you need to try when you buy a car? Like, sit in the passenger seat, I'm going to ride around the block, and if you throw up, I'm not buying the car. Because seriously, there's something about either the way the seats are positioned or the angle of the windows or where the bar hits you out of the corner of your eye.
I think it's the windows, and I think it's whatever's on the screen in front of you, because now don't they have everything on display, on display, on display.
A lot of blue lights and stuff in
like,
front of you.
Yeah, so like she can check her Facebook while she's driving. Who knows? It's going to read her text.
Yeah.
But it's got like that whole new LED panel, right?
Yes.
Maybe sitting on... the other side, I don't know.
Something out of the peripheral.
Maybe you're looking at it and you get car sick because you don't like reading in the car. That's my deal. I don't read in the car, but you're
She can ride in my truck in the passenger seat, and she doesn't get sick.
But do you have all that stuff?
No. See, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if it's the design of the car has something to do with the way it hits you. Just whatever peripheral, you know, angle of the seat.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere whatever. With her.
And if anybody else has had this problem, please let us know about any other car.
Well,
because
I mean,
now we're trying to think.
You can let Kia know too, but you should let us know because we just want to know.
Do you get car sick in any other?
I get car sick anyway, but
it used to only be in the back seat for me.
I have to be driving. It's either driving or front seat or else. Or else I will.
Or else. And then you tell people that, you go, look, I can't sit in the back because I get car sick.
Oh,
you're just using that.
That's like saying, I have a migraine. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I tell people that I thought, because I do. I get car sick.
I do too. And they're
like, you're pulling the headliner, like I do with other comics and I'm out on the road. Oh, you're just trying to pull the headliner. You get the front seat. No, I'm saying,
I guarantee you that we can be 15 minutes on the road and I will be throwing up into a bag. So go ahead and go.
All right.
Drive.
Yeah.
Watch me barf, because I will. Because I will. I will get sick in the car.
Or I get so nauseous that I won't be able to concentrate mm-hmm. or do, like, you know, you're driving me to do a TV interview. Don't put me in the back seat and think I'm going to be all A-okay when we get there. You know? If you... He looked a little queasy. Yeah, let's go on camera. So how's the show this week? Is that a review?
I had that yesterday. Oh my God. No, Wednesday. It took me a whole day to recover from having to be on camera. And I only lasted 30 seconds. That's what she said.
I can't believe you. You were going to, let me fill the people in on this. You were going to film a...
I was going to be the girl half of a training video for Comcast. So, like, if you get a job at Comcast, you would have to watch me for 2 hours talking about slipping, fit,
trip, slip, and fall.
Yeah, yeah. Slip, trip, and fall. It was that.
And
I couldn't do it.
Reading off a prompter.
The size of your hand. In front of all this green light. But it was so hard. I can't even tell you. I've never done anything so hard in my life.
But there's people that are trained for that kind of stuff.
Right.
There's people that take those kind of classes. There's mm-hmm. people that do those on a regular basis.
Yes.
That know how to just stand there.
And
deliver
know.
Their line. If you've ever been injured in a trip, slip, or fall accident, here's what you need to do.
Right. Instead of me going, if you ever have been injured in a trip, slip, or fall accident, here's what to do.
Well, you're trying to add a little Tracy to
it. Well, I don't even know what to do. I was just standing there, and the guy was, like, looking at me all mean, like, you're not doing this right. And I'm like, I've never done that before.
You couldn't do one of those kind of juicer commercials on TV, could you?
No.
You couldn't do one of those where
I feel like I could, but then when I went to go, if I had other people with me, maybe I could. Because then I could bounce off other people. But reading off a teleprompter is hard.
Like the Sham Wow guys, you could do that kind of?
Fake it till you make it with the sham?
That's what I think.
Okay, that's fake. I mean, I can fake a lot. I thought
it slices, it dices, look how easy it is to clean. But wait.
But see, they want you to do it in this certain weird way. And if you don't do it in that next door way, that lady next door way.
That very unthreatening. We're here for your safety. It's almost like how bad
they threw me off because they didn't tell me what to wear to begin with. So I showed up in a cute navy dress and heels, and I was supposed to be wearing jeans and a polo. And I said, I don't have jeans and a polo.
When
I don't
sent
play
you
softball.
Home, you should have just stayed home. You know what I mean? That should have been, look, why don't you go home and change? And that you should have just been like just watching TV when they call. Where are you? Look, you sent me home. I took that as a sign. I figured, you know what? That was God telling me, don't try to read
I wish I would have called you yesterday or Wednesday because you know what? I didn't. I went back and when they said, we need you in jeans and a flannel, I said, I don't play softball. I don't play softball. I don't have those clothes.
You told them that? Huh. Did you have to go buy something to wear for this failed commercial project? Did you stop by? Like, I'll run to Target and get something to wear.
No. I went home. I cried. And I put on jeans. They said to wear jeans and Uggs. I was, like, in a dress and heels. I had my makeup done. I was pretty. I went home and I put on jeans and boots and, like, a sweater and... Apparently, that's what girls that work at Comcast wear.
Oh, who knew?
They don't wear dresses and heels.
Who knew?
I look like corporate Comcast.
I actually had to do that for a movie that we did here in town called Text. Mm-hmm. I was at this little independent film, horror film, and they wanted me to play the art teacher, but it was supposed to be at a high school Valentine's dance, and they just like wear something red.
Oh.
For the shooting. Just wear something red.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no problem. So I looked through all the closet and like.
First of all, that's the worst color even for lipstick to choose for anyone. Red.
Well, I didn't have it.
I wouldn't have red.
So I had to go buy. I went and bought a red shirt and a tie for this. Mm-hmm. I bought my own outfit for a movie. How independent movie is that? That I just stop. Well, I'll grab something at Target
I've had
and I'll
to
be
do
in a
that
movie.
Too. For the firefighters calendar, I had to have red stuff. I didn't have anything red. I had to go buy it. Took it off pretty easy, but I had to buy it. I'm kidding. But no, I hate when you have to buy clothes for your gigs.
Not even reimbursed.
I had to drive 2 times.
And then you hoarded it. That it just goes in a box. You knew you're never going to wear it again, but it went to a box in case. And hence why you love Hoarders and not Duck Dynasty.
To go full circle, that's exactly right.
And we brought it to the end of the show.
I'm so happy.
That's it. We're done. We made it. See how it worked? Full complete circle,
people.
That's it. Well, thanks, Tracy, for dropping in here in the studio.
Hey, I'm sorry to take up your time with all my woes.
Yeah, people like to hear other people's problems. I would call the show Other People's Problems, but somebody else already
somebody
has
else
that show.
Somebody else has that. Hey, Merry Christmas and
fa ra 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 ra